This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. That's the distinct voice of a friendly and curious Siamese cat we met at the newly reorganized Humane Society of St. Lucie County at Glades Cutoff Road in Port St. Lucie. The shelter has seen its share of tragedy and controversy, but in January, they got a second chance when Port St. Lucie County Commissioners voted to approve a fresh start contract with the shelter that includes government oversight and brand new leadership.
It's been a long road. We have a wonderful board now. We have wonderful staff members and volunteers.
We stopped by to meet with
Cynthia Riesgo. I'm a board member here of the Humane Society of St. Lucie County, and also the animal behaviorist trainer here.
And Ronnie Piccolo, who wants us to know they have many dogs and cats who need homes.
I'm Ronnie Piccolo. I'm a volunteer. I take the pictures, I do the comments and the videos for the doggies for our website. If it's a lap dog, I'm going to say it's a lap dog. If it's an active dog, I'm going to say it's an active dog. I just want the dog not to come back. I want a perfect marriage.
Piccolo has volunteered at shelters for 20 years.
It is an absolute passion. Every time a dog walks out the door, it's a victory. It truly is, especially when the tail is wag. The last thing you see is the waggy tail that goes out the door. It's a passion.
They give us a tour. It's clean, bright, spacious.
This is our East Quarantine location.
When animals first arrive, they're put into quarantine. They also receive medical treatment and behavioral training if they need it.
This is our west side. We have 48 kennels all together. As you see, everyone's comfy cozy with blankets and full waters and food. They have a system for cleaning the kennels, so they're always in a clean kennel.
Some kennels have instructions for medication on their doors.
Yep, yeah. Some of these are ongoing medications that dogs need for one reason or another, and this is, you know, one of the reasons why we really love those donations coming in, because there's meds, there's foods, there's care for the animals, there's staff pay, there's lots of things that go into consideration of running a shelter like this.
We go through a wash area and a food prep room and then see the cats. That's when we meet our Siamese friend.
There he is. He's a character. What a different sound, right? That's Siamese for you.
He and about a dozen other regular domestic cats are each in their own kennel space in a large, clean room.
All these cats are ready to go.
The shelter also offers food, vet care, and training services to the community.
These are all services that we offer to the community at no charge to them so that they can keep their dog in their home. They need food on a monthly basis. They can come in and grab a bag of food. They need training. One of our trainers are going to go to their home and help them out.
They offer training sessions at the shelter, too.
Anyone that wants to come and join in on a training session and just learn the basics. You know, simply a dog jumping up can be annoying after a while, and it's a simple fix, and so we offer things like that to the community.
Future plans include an agility field.
Open up to the community for a small donation. If they'd like, they can come over and bring their dog and jump around on the fun little apparatuses that are out there.
And a reflection garden.
It is the new Humane Society. There's lots of new things going on. Positive things going on.
Learn more by following the link at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.